This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about the book on free speech by Jonathan Turley, professor of law at George Washington University. Today, I'd like to talk about a recent column where he documents the left's assault on the Constitution. Now, the reason for his article and many other articles about the Constitution is due to a New York Times article that had the title, America's Constitution is Sacred, Is It Also Dangerous? Lathan Watts writes, our Constitution isn't dangerous, but our ignorance of it is. Jerry Newcomb responds by asking, is the Constitution really dangerous? The purpose of Jonathan Turley's column is to show that the disdain towards the Constitution in one New York Times article goes far beyond that one article. The assault on the Constitution involves more than court packing and is targeted on the freedom of speech. He quotes a UC Berkeley law professor who has written, No Democracy Lasts Forever, How the Constitution Threatens the United States. An editor of The Nation magazine calls the Constitution trash and urges the abolition of the U.S. Senate. A law professor at Georgetown Law School complains that Americans are slaves to the Constitution. The article in The New York Times repeats similar comments and scoffs at what the author calls constitutional worship. She writes, Americans have long assumed that the Constitution could save us. A growing chorus now wonders whether we need to be saved from it. And I might mention a previous New York Times op-ed by two law professors from Harvard and Yale who argued the Constitution is broken and should not be reclaimed. These are just a few of the quotes provided by Jonathan Turley. They remind us that it is time to defend the Constitution. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.